Well, the stage was set for a great Friday night in Jacksonville with a national TV audience watching, the Detroit Lions in town, and the third preseason game on tap. People were excited. They didn't let the rain slow them down. Hi, everybody. Brian Sexton with your rapid recap. The quarterback, the name of the game. For while it's quiet now here on the field at Everbank, there is an audible buzz around Jacksonville based on the way that Blake Bortles was in command of the offense.
I thought the guys looked really good. I thought as a unit, you know, we did some really good stuff in camp and, you know, obviously got an opportunity and have had three opportunities now to kind of showcase that against an opponent. And I think every time the guys have stepped up to the challenge. You know, the offensive line's been unbelievable. You know, no sacks tonight, which is awesome. And the guys have really battled, and it's been impressive, and it's fun to be a part of.
You give the offense credit for going out there and executing. And, you know, the protections, the rush is there, and we're protecting really well. So I am pleased. But we still have quite a ways to go yet. You know, the run game. I don't think we've had a run game yet where we got over 100 yards in the preseason game. So, you know, we need to keep that going. Keep working on that as well.
Bortles finished the night 20 of 29 for 242 passing yards, led the offense to 312 yards total in large part because they were able to stay on the field. They converted on third down. He was precise with his passing and had plenty of time to throw.
I think we've just been getting better every day and, you know, across the board, you know, tackles, guards, myself, been working hard, and you know, you can see a lot of improvement from the beginning of camp to now in our pass protection technique, and I think it's showing out there.
We still got a ways to go, but you know, some of the emphasis that we want to work on is just staying on the field, and that's something that we've been doing for this whole entire preseason, is staying on the field, trying not to have, you know, three and outs, and you know, when our number is called, just making our plays and doing what we have to do to keep that defense on the sideline.
A couple of game notes. First and foremost, the offense with Blake Bortles at the helm was 10 of 12 on third down. 10 of 12. Folks, that's championship-level performance right there. A couple of injuries of concern. The foremost among those, defensive end Andre Branch, who will have an MRI tomorrow. Gus Bradley said he's cautiously optimistic. Tight end Clay Harbor also suffered an ankle injury. By the way, the first round of cuts come Tuesday afternoon as the Jaguars must reduce their roster to 75. One more preseason game next Thursday night in Washington. The final of this, 22-17, the Lions win it. But the story in Jacksonville is Blake Bortles in the Jaguars offense. With your rapid recap, I'm Brian Sexton.